This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
It's time to chat some nutrition. I'm Brad Brown, and we head back to Georgia in the United States, and Wendy made it, touching base with us once again. Wendy, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
Wendy, we haven't touched on it at all in our previous chats. Nutrition, it's often, I think, people think of it as the last sort of discipline of triathlon, but it should be one of the first things you try and get right when you take up the sport.
Nutrition's tricky, and it's so important. You know, with everything out on the market now, paleo, vegan, plant-based, high-carb, low-carb, metabolic efficiency, you know, it's best to explore different options, gluten-free, you know, explore options and see what works for you. I think the first thing people should do is get their day-to-day without training nutrition plan fine-tuned, and then figure out what they want to add to support their performance and their training.
What's your philosophy for you personally when it comes to nutrition and training in Ironman?
I eat plant-based vegan, and I actually did that. The reason I do it primarily is I did it just by choice in 2008, 3 months leading up to my best Kona performance. I wanted to lose a few pounds, and so I'm like, I got to cut cheese out because that's one thing that I think is keeping me from losing weight. So then I just said, I'm going to be vegan for 3 months. I just did cold turkey. Was never a big meat fan anyways. And it worked for me. And then I wanted to go the other extreme, and I read the paleo diet for athletes, and I wanted to try that out. I started eating meat after being vegetarian for 20 years. That didn't work for me. And then just in 2012 was really when I committed to the vegan plant-based diet. Lots of vegetables are the bulk of my diet. That works for me. It works for maintaining my lean body mass. It works for my performances. And there's nothing wrong with me eating I still eat some processed foods now and then, but again, it doesn't have any animal product in it. And that just works for me.
Wendy, the thing I take out of that is experimentation, is you have to figure out and try things. And if it doesn't work, try something out and try something else.
Totally.
And really just sort of by process of elimination, find what it is and then stick to it.
Definitely. You know, as a coach, primarily, I tried a lot of different things over the years because athletes were asking me about it. You know, ask this diet plan, what do you think? I'm like, I don't know. I might as well try it. So I think all in all these day-to-day general healthy nutrition plans eliminate processed foods. I think that's the key component I want to drive home, is try to eliminate processed foods.
Yeah. Wendy, where do you draw the line on the experimentation, where you found something that you think works, but I think as triathletes, we're always trying to get better and we're trying to get faster, and we look and maybe we've got a nutrition strategy in place that's working, but we feel, you know, maybe if we tweak this and we could get better. Where do you draw the line where you go, enough's enough, this is working for me, I'm going to focus on other things?
Well, based on, you know, again, based on your goal, what's the goal? Why are you trying something new? If something, bottom line is if it's working, why fix it? You know, but don't try so many things at once. You don't want to all of a sudden add, like for instance, you don't want to all of a sudden be doing chiropractic, massage, and physical therapy to treat an injury, because then you don't know what's working and what's not. You don't want to try to do too many different nutrition plans all at once, because you're not going to know what's working and what's not. But I think once you have your day-to-day diet plan, most people day-to-day as an athlete, you want to maintain some sort of lean body mass and not gain too much or lose too much weight at any given time of the year. So fixing that day-to-day comes first, and then experimenting with different energy products in a non-important race, like, oh, I think, you know, the power bar is working, but maybe I should try Cliff Bar. If you're going to do that, do it in a non-priority event and see if it works for you.
Have you got a sort of fixed sort of strategy when it comes to racing? Have you got it sorted that you know this is what you need to do on the bike, this is what you need to do on the run? Tell me a little bit about how you approach race day from a nutrition point of view.
Yeah, nutrition is still tricky, but in 2007, I had a sweat rate test done at the Gatorade Sports Science Institute, and so they dialed in how many calories I needed. I fortunately don't sweat a lot of salt, So I don't do salt tabs, and I don't have to take products with a lot of sodium in it. What works for me best is the caloric consumption. I have an iron gut. I can pretty much eat anything, but I try to stick around between about 200 calories per hour on the bike. Some races, those 200 calories are all liquid. Sometimes it's gel. Sometimes it's solid like a bar. That my stomach can handle all that. The main component I'm looking at is the caloric, 200 calories.
All right, cool. That's brilliant. Well, Wendy, thank you so much for your time once again. If people want to reach out to you, I know you do a lot of coaching. Where can they get hold of you online? I know you're very active on social media as well, and I'm sure there'll be a few people who would like to reach out.
Yeah, t2coaching.com. You know, I have a voicemail tab on my website if someone wants to leave me a voicemail, or they can just shoot me an email from my website or Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter.
Perfect. I'll pop all those links into the show notes. Much appreciated, Winnie. Thank you for your time. It's been a great pleasure catching up, and we look forward to doing it again soon.
Thank you. It's been fun.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Nutrition is key to put in world-class performances. Register now for our upcoming free online nutrition seminar on thekonaedge.com/nutritionseminar.